Oxford Reading Tree Stories.
Stage 8. Decode and Develop. The Secret Pop Star. This story is called The Secret Pop Star. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Wilma, Biff, and Chip were watching a new music video on the computer.
"This Way Up is my favorite band ever," said Wilma. "They're brilliant."
"What's all this noise?"
asked Dad.
"It isn't noise, Dad," said Biff. "It's the new song by This Way Up."
Dad watched the video for a moment.
"Do you call that dancing?"
he said.
"This is dancing."
Dad started to do a few dance moves of his own. Biff and Chip shook their heads.
"Please stop," said Chip. "Dads can't dance."
Later that afternoon, Mom took the children shopping in town. There were lots of people waiting outside the concert hall.
"This Way Up is playing a concert here tonight," said Wilma.
Wilma looked sad.
"My mom tried to buy tickets for us, but they were sold out," she said.
They stopped and looked at a poster of the band.
"Which one do you like best?"
asked Wilma. Biff thought hard.
"Alfie's the best singer, but Teddy's the best dancer," she said. "I like Teddy the best."
While she was saying this, a man with sunglasses and a big bushy beard walked by. Wilma turned round and stared at the man with a beard.
"What's the matter, Wilma?"
asked Chip.
"That man looks very familiar," said Wilma.
Suddenly, the man sneezed.
Achoo!
For just a moment, his beard slipped down. Wilma gasped.
"That beard isn't real,"
she said, pointing excitedly.
"I know who that man is. He's Teddy from This Way Up."
"Shall we ask him for an autograph?"
asked Biff. A couple of This Way Up fans overheard Wilma.
"Did you hear what that girl just said?"
One fan shouted.
"It's Teddy!"
The man with a beard looked back over his shoulder. Then he started to hurry away. More and more fans had heard the news about Teddy and were rushing over.
"Teddy!"
shouted one fan.
"We love you!"
The man with a fake beard broke into a run.
"Teddy!"
screamed one of the fans.
"Come back!"
The eager fans pushed past the children and Mum. They started to run after the man.
"I think we'd better get home," said Mum. As they got into the car, Wilma and Biff chatted happily about spotting the singer.
"I just hope he's okay," said Chip. "All those fans were very excited."
Before she drove off, Mum looked in the rearview mirror.
"Look behind you, children," she said. The children turned and saw someone running towards them. It was Teddy. The pop star looked worried.
Quick, said Biff. Get in!
Teddy looked back nervously. He could see the fans running round the corner towards him. Then he jumped in the car and Mum drove off. Chip looked through the rear window. The fans were howling in disappointment. Inside the car, Teddy was still out of breath from running.
Thank you,
he panted. Wilma couldn't believe Teddy was sitting right in front of her.
But what were you doing in that disguise?
She asked. Teddy grinned nervously.
It's the only way I can go outside on my own without fans spotting me.
Where can I drop you off? Asked Mum.
There'll be fans outside the hotel,
said Teddy.
Is it okay if I come to your house? I can call our manager from there.
Is it okay?
Said Biff.
Yes!
At home, Teddy made a call to his manager. When he had finished, Dad was looking at him with a puzzled expression.
You look familiar,
he told Teddy.
You work in the little shop on the corner, don't you?
Said Teddy.
He's a famous pop star, Dad, said Biff.
So maybe Floppy shouldn't be jumping all over him,
said Chip.
Get down, Floppy!
Just then, the doorbell rang.
That must be my manager,
said Teddy. Biff opened the door. A woman thrust a microphone towards her.
Is it true that Teddy from this way up is in your house?
She demanded. Behind the woman, there were lots of people with flashing cameras. Without answering, Biff shut the door quickly.
That wasn't your manager, she told Teddy. There are lots of reporters outside.
Mum went to close the curtains at the front of the house.
There are lots of fans arriving too, she said.
Teddy looked worried again.
Oh, I'm really sorry about this,
he said.
How am I ever going to get past that crowd?
Wilma was grinning.
I've got an idea, she said.
Outside, the crowd in the street had grown bigger and bigger. More fans joined the photographers and reporters. Suddenly, a reporter shouted,
Look! Someone's coming from the back of the house on a bike!
The cyclist was wearing sunglasses and had a big, bushy beard.
That's the same disguise he was wearing before!
Shouted a fan.
It's Teddy!
After him!
Shouted a photographer. The crowd began to charge after the bike. The cyclist kept looking over his shoulder as he turned one corner and another. Then he stopped. He was in a dead end. Slowly, he got off his bike and turned to face the crowd.
Take that silly disguise off, Teddy, and show us some dance moves!
Shouted a photographer.
Okay then,
said the cyclist, pulling the sunglasses and beard off.
That's not Teddy,
yelled a fan.
That looks like someone's dad.
Dad didn't know any dance moves by this way up, but he didn't want to disappoint the crowd. He decided to show them some of his own dance moves. Meanwhile, Mom and the children were driving off with Teddy in the car.
I can hear booing, said Wilma.
That probably means the crowd has caught up with Dad,
said Chip with a grin. Mom and the children took Teddy to meet his manager.
Thanks for everything,
said the pop star.
I'd like all of you to come to the concert tonight. You can be my guests.
That evening, the whole family was excited as they arrived for the concert. Teddy was waiting for them in a room behind the stage.
Come and meet the rest of the band,
he said with a smile. When the concert started, the family watched from the side of the stage. Teddy spoke to the crowd.
This song is for my friends Wilma, Biff, and Chip,
he said. As the song started, the band did one of their new dance routines. Dad watched every step and backflip very carefully.
They're not too bad, I suppose,
he said.
Published and copyrighted by Oxford University Press.